Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky General Assembly is debating legislation that will require proper labeling of lab-grown meat products, commonly known as fake meat. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the movement for proper labeling actually began last summer.
We started to see movement from a fake meat product, a product that where cells are harvested from a live animal, and they essentially would grow a steak or grow a hamburger in a lab. This is technology that will be coming to the marketplace in the next couple of years. And as the Commissioner of Agriculture, I want to make sure that we protect our livestock industry. We're the biggest beef cattle state east of the Mississippi River. Poultry's big here.
Commissioner Quarles notes it's important that lab-grown meat not be confused with real meat.
If people want to sell fake meat in Kentucky, they can't call it meat. And we are very, very aggressive on this.
The commissioner notes it's vital for regulations to be in place before the product is available for sale in the state.
This product is not commercially available yet. But now that we have this bill moving and hopefully it passes, anyone hoping to market it will already know that the state law prohibits the marketing of that product as meat. And guess what? Kentucky's not alone. There's about seven other states that are introducing and passing legislation similar to this.
We'll continue talking about the labeling of fake meat products in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says today's consumers want to know where their food comes from.
We have consumers who want to know now more than ever about where their food comes from, maybe the animal husbandry practices that are being done on farms. And so this bill actually gives a more conscientious consumer exactly what they want, and that's transparency.
The commissioner adds the legislation includes a resolution that encourages the USDA to establish labeling guidelines for fake meat products.
We also passed a resolution encouraging Congress and the USDA to act quickly to develop a framework for labeling guidelines. As you probably know, labeling is conducted at USDA. And so we want to make sure that we urge our folks in D.C. to act now.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.